As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Good win by the Phillies yesterday. Sanchez was awesome. Scott
Gave
Franske.
You 7 of them things, man.
Woo, 12. I mean, career high in strikeouts. He was mowing them down. Velocity was all the way through. Great start by Sanchez. Phillies get a win. Back at it tonight. Marlins with Wheeler on the mound.
It'll be a nice night, too.
70 degrees out
there?
Thinking about going to the game?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Scott Franske joins us at noon for a little Franske Friday. We'll get to you people in a daily mock at 1 o'clock. Who knows? Maybe that mock draft will have the Eagles trading into the top 5. Howard Eskin reported he had heard the Eagles had some conversations with teams about moving into the top 10. A.J. Brown's name had come up. Now, this isn't the first time something like that has been out there. Remember this. Matthew Berry, who writes for NBC Sports, you know, he's been the fantasy guy for years, but he does a lot of stuff, NBC Sports and podcast scene, and he was out at the Combine in Indianapolis in February, and he wrote this in his column post-Combine, quote, and this is about the Patriots, "I heard they are knocking on all doors, seeing what they could possibly trade for, and one person told me they heard the Patriots called Philly asking if A.J. Brown was available." He said, shrug emoji, and if that's true, what Philly's answer is, but this much seems certain. New England will aggressively try to upgrade its wide receiver room this offseason. They did sign Stephon Diggs for what that's worth, but to me, he's not a number one at this point. He's probably a 2 or a 3. But Barry said that in February. Howard said what he said yesterday. Then now let's listen to Todd McShay, draft insider, on what he's heard with the Patriots and what could be going on as they get ready to pick 4th as of now.
The agent doesn't let Abdul Carter travel to Foxborough, Massachusetts, if he thinks there's a chance. So the agent's getting the same information that I'm getting, that NFL teams are getting, that Shador could be in play at 3.
You don't make the flight unless you think you might have to, right?
Yeah. So that part's fast. So if you're a Patriots fan and you're like, yeah, I like Will Campbell a lot, offensive tackle, and I'm told it's either Abdul if he falls to 4 or it's Will Campbell. That's another bit of information. Again, not all information is accurate, but it's coming from pretty good sources that just wouldn't say I have a good feeling or sense or a good source on that.
All right, Hugh, let's dive into this for a second. Then right back to your phone calls, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. So there's two parts to this, right? One is, would people even be willing to think about AJ for a top 5 pick? And then the other part, and you mentioned it before our break, is, if the Eagles did this, what could they get, right? What would be there within this range? What's the end game? Who could they select? So the way McShay framed that, the Giants feel like the wild card of this draft. The Browns and Giants, right? The quarterback's going to go 1 with Cam Ward. Giants and Browns 3 and 2, 2 and 3. Are they taking Hunter and Carter, or is one of those teams going to take a quarterback? Like, if the Giants take Shedeur Sanders, that means either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter has to be on the board when the Patriots pick at 4.
Yeah.
And to me, Hugh, after all the smoke with AJ and the Patriots the last couple of years, that, like, if I'm trying to connect dots, if I had to guess what Howard heard, it's probably the Patriots. The 4th pick feels like
they've been on it. And you know, let's put this out here too, because there's some some monetary things that are tied to AJ.
Yeah, if they trade him,
as far as the cap hit,
it's a big cap hit.
Yeah, but we've seen in the past teams to take that cap hit.
Russell Wilson trade.
Yeah, they'll take the cap hit.
I mean, the Eagles took a $36 million hit to get Wentz out of here.
Yeah, Wentz out of town. So it's not a big a deal as it once was.
Well, think about what you're saying, though. 2020 Carson Wentz and Russell Wilson at the end of his Seahawks career, are players you take the dead cap hit on.
I understand,
right, but
you're not
getting a top five pick for those players.
Yeah, like, you're not.
Well, you got a first round for Wentz.
Sure, but this is a top five pick we're talking about.
I understand that, but like, you do that with a player. Like, the Browns would take the cap hit on Deshaun Watson if they could.
Sure. I just think Hugh's point is dead cap hits don't...
It's not that. Yeah, that's the point. I'm just saying the dead cap hit is not a big deal.
Well, shouldn't that be your last resort? Like, we're not at last resort with AJ Brown.
I look at it like this.
But you'll never be offered a top five pick for this player again.
Good. I don't want one.
Well, that's your prerogative.
I look at it like this, Kyle. When outside of your quarterback, who else on this team do you think is worth what the Pages or whatever is asking for?
Carter. Jalen Carter.
Yeah, you're definitely not giving him up.
Right.
So AJ's the guy.
Why does he have to be the guy?
Like, because I'm not giving up Jalen Carter.
I'm not giving up AJ Brown. If let's think about it. If a team is willing to offer a number four overall pick for AJ Brown, you have a pretty damn good player on your hands.
And
you're just willy-nilly giving him away.
Because hypothetically,
right?
Would you like to see the Carter twins play together?
Yes.
Would you like to see that? Like Kyle, think about
not
it.
As much as I want to see AJ Brown on this offense again next year.
You know what, Kyle? I think you do.
I don't. I really don't.
I think you do. I think you're just afraid of the unknown.
No. Look, if I can get Abdul Carter here without having to trade AJ Brown, of course I would do it.
Let me try to help you out a little bit. Let me put your mind at ease.
Not going to work.
Think about it like this. AJ Brown was a second round draft pick, right? Phenomenal receiver.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance in this draft you could find somebody that's comparable. I know we don't like.
Why would I want to take that chance?
We're afraid of the unknown. I know we're afraid of the unknown.
We should be.
Therapist.
I know, I could hear that.
We're afraid of the unknown, Kyle, but you can't be afraid of the unknown, bro.
I am. No, known commodities are important, especially if you're going to try and go win a Super Bowl.
Bro. We didn't know.
I am afraid.
We didn't know who AJ Brown was.
Everyone should be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not worried about what AJ Brown was. I'm worried about what he is.
Can't be afraid of change, bro.
I am.
So, all right. So the point.
I'm afraid of getting worse.
The point you brought up that if the Patriots were offer the fourth pick, or someone's willing to offer a top five pick, what does that say about AJ? That's a very good point. It's a fair point. It means he's a special player and they want to give up top dollar. Again, and I know you'll scream Mahomes back, but the Chiefs probably said to themselves, wow, we found a team willing to give us 2 ones for Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's awesome. You know where Tyreek Hill's going to end up? The Hall of Fame. So is AJ Brown potentially.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It matters is how the Eagles build the next great team. And if they think they could build it with a top five pick here, then I'm okay with it. Like, if they think Abdul Carter is the next, I know everyone hates Micah Parsons, but the next Micah Parsons, that's a great trade.
I don't think I also don't think it's good practice to look at what the best dynasty in football over the last, however many or so years did one time, because they have one, best offensive coach in the league, best quarterback in the league, and say, well, we can do that too.
No,
I don't think that's a good way of looking at it.
But there's a reason they did it, because they needed to reimagine their team because it was getting too expensive on offense. It's the philosophy more than they pulled it off. 215-592-9494. And let's not discount what Hughes talked about a lot of times. What if the dynamic between Hurts and Brown is worse than we think? And I know they got through it and they won 6 more games after they had the whole Brandon Graham thing, but what they got to deal with this for years and years and years.
What about my solution, though?
Which is?
Throw him the damn ball next year. They're going to
I'm not interested in keeping him happy. I want to win football games.
But throwing AJ Brown, acting like throwing AJ Brown the ball is not conducive to winning football games. Those go hand in hand.
Well, sometimes. It didn't last year.
A lot of times.
It did not last year.
When he's on the field, they don't have to double team Devontae. Have to stack the box. They can't stack the box against Saquon Barkley. Like, you understand having one of the best threats at wide receiver out there changes things for Saquon, changes things for AJ, it changes things for Devontae, it changes everything. They were undefeated, 16-0 with him last year.
I could also argue 2 years ago, they got themselves in trouble forcing the ball to him. We all went crazy about those 125-yard games, and then Jalen kept forcing it to him and throw 15 picks.
Well, they had one of the worst defenses
right,
in the league.
But offensively, they forced the ball to AJ that year. They did. I mean, that was the whole offense, and it didn't flow as well.
We have a much larger sample size of the Eagles being great with AJ Brown than we do without him. By the way, that Tampa game in the playoffs, you know who wasn't on the field?
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
He might as well not have been out there for the Packer game, and they still won the game. I mean, like, he's a receiver. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
The callers have entered the chat.
Here we go. Go ahead, Jeff. What's up, buddy?
I'm on Kyle's side on this. There's no way I'm trading a bona fide Pro Bowler, possible Hall of Famer, for a possible top pick. Like, are you sure the Eagles even want to do this, Joe? Because you're saying that all these other teams are looking for, you know, possible trades to get, you know, trading up there or trading down or whatever. But nowhere did I hear the Eagles actually want to do this.
So I Jeff, I don't. It's a fair point. I don't know what the Eagles want to do. And again, based on the two reports we have out there, right? Matthew Berry at the combine, and then Howard yesterday. If I had to read into them, like just kind of pick them apart, it sounds to me like the calls were probably initiated by the other side, right? Like by the Patriots. But what is interesting is this name keeps coming up, right? There's not been any report that the Eagles and there's talks about Devontae, which leads me to also connect the dot that they're at least willing to pick up the phone when an AJ call comes in. I don't know if they want to trade him, but it seems like they're not like blocking these calls.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, in my opinion, the name keeps coming up because of the rumored and possible rift between Jalen and AJ this past year. I mean, that's an easy way to go, oh, wait, you got a guy that's causing trouble? Oh, we'll take him.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So they're not asking about Devontae. They're not asking about Jalen. They're asking about the guy that possibly had an issue with his quarterback.
So I think that's easy. The other part to add in, I'll let you finish, Jeff, is obviously the Eagles haven't traded him, right? So he's still here, so we can assume they don't really want to. But there's also another element, like, maybe the Eagles are like, I'm just trying to imagine the conversation. Maybe the Eagles are like, nah, probably not, but let's see what's there when you're on the board on Thursday night with the fourth pick, right? If the Eagles may look at Abdul Carter and say, he's the best pass rusher come out of a draft in 6 years. If he's on the board, call us back. If he's not, forget it. This is silly. Let's all move on. Yeah. We wouldn't. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Eagles are thinking, but I do think there's something going on here that's beyond just the normal trade stuff.
What Howie doesn't normally do is trade bona fide starters that are, you know, for possible picks. He's traded picks to get up to other picks. He's traded mid-level players to get to move up. I mean, he kind of did that with Wentz, where he just kept moving up step by step until he got to the top. So I just don't see the Eagles doing that. I wouldn't want to do it. I mean, I got a guy in hand right now. And, yes, as much as people were complaining that they weren't throwing the ball enough last year, and now we're hoping that they do. And your argument about, well, they threw it to AJ 2 years ago, and look what happened. It didn't work. His threat of being on the team to take some of the pressure off of Devontae and Saquon, that's enough for me. That is enough for me.
And I think, Jeff, I think it's a lot for a lot of people. I mean, I imagine most people don't. Jeff, good phone call. Hugh, I imagine we're fighting uphill on this. I think most people don't want to do this. But
no.
That's okay. And I don't think it's a matter of they're trying to trade him. But I don't think there's any player that you just hang up the phone, especially when the value's this high.
There's not. And that's the premise that I'm operating from, Joe. It's like, when I heard this, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to this. No question about it. But I think that it's important that you look and see why this potentially might be a thing.
Right.
And you look at the production. I know AJ's a phenomenal player, and I'm not trying to sit here and say that he's not an intricate part of this offense. But being strapped for cash and trying to be relevant and go to another Super Bowl, that changes the dynamic of everything. And the Eagles did something that was unprecedented at the time when they signed both receivers to like $20 million contracts. You know, we saw that Cincinnati just did it, and look what they're doing. Trey Henderson is on his way out the door. Mm-hmm. So now the Eagles have won the Super Bowl. They don't want to do a whole hard reset, but you have to account for the fact that you don't want Jalen Carter to go anywhere. So they want to make sure they take care of him. Like I said before, when you look in this draft, you can find a good receiver. That's the thing that I don't think people want to wrap their mind around, because you want to hold on to what you know. But I can name you a bunch of receivers that were good in the NFL that weren't first-round draft picks.
Oh, tons, yeah.
A ton of them.
You also have the 32nd pick, which is a first-round pick.
Yeah, right? And you have the opportunity, if you wanted to replace that guy. Now, I know that every time that you draft, you're drafting an unknown. And that's what I think a lot of people are afraid of, because you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, the whole AJ Brown was drafted in the second thing means nothing to me.
Yeah, but we didn't know. But listen, I could say AJ Brown probably reached his pinnacle when he got here. He would have never reached it like that in Tennessee.
Okay, but what does that tell you then?
It was a symbiotic relationship.
Sure, but Jalen needs AJ Brown.
Well, Jalen, we can get Jalen another receiver. That's all I'm saying.
But not one as good as AJ Brown.
It's Kyle, it was a symbiotic relationship.
That's so beautiful and cute. And I hope they're frolicking through the flowers today. But, like, I think we're totally diminishing what A.J. Brown does for this offense.
No, we're not.
That you could find an A.J. Brown in the second round is hogwash.
No, like, you're not finding A.J. Brown, but are you making a better team? Like, if A.J.'s an A, is he an A receiver? I think he's an A.
Of course he is.
But if I get an A pass rusher at 4, and I get...
It's a maybe A. By the way.
Okay, if. Uh-huh. So that takes care of the maybe.
Right.
If I get an A pass rusher at number 4 and I use my 32nd pick on a receiver and that guy is a B receiver.
You have a worse team next year.
Does an A pass rusher and a B receiver equal an A receiver? I think it makes you better.
No, I don't agree, because I think the defense is probably like, he can be an A pass rusher, maybe not next year though.
Maybe not.
You have a worse team next year. If you're gonna lose now.
I've accepted that anyway. They're not going to be as good next year.
But I haven't. Right? I think the Eagles' best path to winning next year is by relying on the passing offense. I mean, they're going to have to. Whether or not you think they can is whatever. But they have to.
So I don't disagree with you. The best path to winning next year. But with this, are the Eagles prioritizing winning the Super Bowl next year? This offseason so far tells me they're not.
Well, if they trade A.J. freaking Brown, they're definitely not.
Well, but okay, and we can argue about that all day, but maybe this trade helps them win the Super Bowl in 2027, in 2028.
I don't think it does.
Well, I think it certainly could.
Like, you have A.J. for, what, 3 more years in this contract before he's a free agent?
Yeah.
Like, the Tyreek Hill thing, Tyreek Hill was demanding a new contract from the Chiefs.
I know.
We don't have this. We just paid A.J.
Right,
Brown.
But they have money issues. I mean, however...
They're going to have even more if they trade him.
Well, then for 1 year, it's a cap hit. Then you move forward, and the cap clears out.
I just don't know why we should be eager to do that, though.
Well, I'm eager because I think the value is enormous. Again, if the trade conversation was, if someone put out a rumor, whether it be anyone we know or Matthew Berry or Howard Eskin, if someone put out a trade thing, you know, the Eagles have taken a phone call on AJ for a second and third round pick, I'd say that's ridiculous. This guy's put up insane numbers. One of the best receivers ever play here.
If AJ Brown came out of this year's draft, he's 27 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
Knowing what he was right now, Where would he get drafted?
Top five.
Okay.
I know. He's a great player.
So why would we take a maybe top five for a guaranteed top five?
Because that's the NFL in a nutshell.
No, it's not.
What is? But that
it really is.
But it's not. But we won the Super Bowl by having as much talent as possible.
You won the Super Bowl.
You're going to lose talent just for maybe talent.
I think you're ignoring a little bit the economics, the money.
The money's a big part of it.
The player they're going to get is going to make $40 million over the next 4 years. AJ's going to make that almost by himself each year.
Okay, the Eagles clearly... Okay, the Eagles just paid AJ Brown last offseason, right?
Yes.
Now all of a sudden, you think the Eagles are that dumb to where next year it's like, oh crap, we have a financial issue and it's AJ Brown?
No, they're not dumb.
Like, what are we talking about?
But smart teams get ahead of it. They don't, like...
They just paid him. Right. Why would they extend him for 4 years and then the next year get out ahead of something?
Well, hold on.
Didn't they do that with Carson? Well... Obviously, they did.
Carson sucked.
But wait.
We have to stop doing Carson comparisons.
When they signed AJ, was that draft day? I think it was draft day.
Yeah. When they signed him?
When they gave him the extension. I think it was draft day last year because I remember that. They didn't know then. Like, heck, we're about to draft two players that are going to be $25 million a year players in a few years. It hit right. They just got Quinyon Mitchell. Like, these teams don't think about this, like, day-to-day. They think about it year in, year out. Like, Quinyon, overnight, looks like a player that could be worth $25 million
a year. Awesome. I love it. But the lever to pull isn't getting rid of your best player on offense.
That's fine. And we can wait, and we can do it your way. And then 3 years from now, or 2 years from now, they get a fourth-round pick for AJ. That's the way the NFL works.
I don't care. Well, I want AJ Brown for 3 years.
I know you do.
I don't care about the return for AJ Brown. I don't want to get rid of AJ Brown.
Then you don't have to.
But I'm not.
I would for a top-five pick. You would as well. Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, Self. What's up?
Hey, look, first off, shout out to my daughter. I'm giving her her driving test. She passed her permit yesterday.
Congratulations. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. I had to tell her to stop because, you know, I want to live. but listen, first off, y'all, have I not told y'all that Nola's on a decline?
You have, and
y'all hang up on me, all that stuff. But what's the
conversation? Well, no, you say he stinks. Yeah, but he's on the decline. I see. I'm with you. I got it.
Is Nola on the decline, right?
Yes.
And now we're making now. Kyle said once again, Kyle wrong. He said, you know, the argument is we rep. No, you don't. We make excuses for Nola. Mm. Now he can't pitch in the cold. He gets too much money.
Did anyone make excuses for him yesterday besides you?
Secondly,
yeah. Besides
no, your nonsense was that we rip Taiwan when he stinks, but never say anything
right.
on Nola.
Right.
Wrong.
We'll come back to this. Self, what do you got on AJ?
Yeah,
let's keep it to AJ. Yeah, we'll come back.
Dope.
As far as did I not say AJ is a cancer, get rid of AJ. What's the conversation now? Will we trade AJ? See, y'all don't hear me and listen to what I'm saying. I don't want to argue with y'all. I'm just giving y'all a point, right? Now, you was dead right. I wouldn't go get the Travis Ball because he already showing that he's going to be a problem. If you don't use him in enough of the offense, he's going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? If you don't use him enough in the defense, he's going to be a problem. We don't want that problem. I would definitely, did I not say, let's go get the Penn State Ball and add some Lions to these Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
I said this stuff. So if anything, yes, I will get rid of AJ and go get Abdul Carter and let him play next to let the Carter boys have their way. You know what I'm saying? I'm dubbing that name, the Carter boys. Go get him. Let the Carter boys wreak havoc on offenses next season.
The Carter
That's
boys. Self, I hear you, man. And you have been on this. We appreciate the phone
That's
call.
An L for you guys, by the
That's
way.
That's okay. I'll take, you know, yeah, you can't win them all. But I needed sometimes you lose the battle to win the war, right? And that's what you got to do.
You got Self on your side.
Yeah,
you're happy.
I needed a win there, and I got it from Self. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh. Who knows? Maybe something big like this goes down during the draft next week. We're going to be at the draft party doing a show, a live draft show, special show at 6 p.m. next Thursday night. You could be there starting at 7 with us. We have a 4-pack of tickets. This is sold out. Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link. And you know what we're going to do today? It's a Friday. So we're going to do a little tri-day Friday for these tickets.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day. You and Joe on Fridays.
All right, it is a tri-day Friday here on the Midday Show. So it's Easter this weekend, right? Sunday is Easter.
Easter.
You spoke yesterday about the egg situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Somebody said, shout out to the lady that said they're paying marshmallows.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it's creative. It's cheaper.
Easter egg hunts, you got the dying of the egg. So we had eggs on the mind today. So for tri-day, give us your favorite egg dish. Way to make eggs, eat eggs. I mean, you can go simple. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of simple ways to make eggs. Or a little bit spruced up. Favorite way, best way, creative ways to eat an egg. The best answer we get, most delicious answer we get on a try day that we want to try, wins the 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles draft show. I'm a big egg guy. You an egg guy?
Not really. Not
Are you anti-egg, so or you just don't have them that often?
No, you know.
He was worried about the price now.
No, eggs like, what, $5 a carton or something like that? Probably more than that. All depends on where you go.
It depends on what, and if you want to get like a, they have the cage-free ones or just
the
regular.
Yeah, the free-range eggs or whatever.
Yeah, probably range from like, I don't know, probably some in the $6 or more.
It's a great source of protein, but lately, no, I haven't. The last time I bought some eggs, I made some tuna, right?
Okay.
And when I went to the store and bought them, they had a 2-carton minimum of the eggs that you could buy. Mm. So, yeah, it was people were trying to, you know, they were fighting each other over eggs.
I'm an egg guy. All right, best answer we get today wins this 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles draft show, draft party, I should say, next Thursday night. Man, we're 6 days away from the first round of the NFL draft, and there's A.J. Brown rumors out there. 215-592-9494. All right, simple premise today. Would you trade A.J. for a top 5 pick in this draft? Both Hugh and I, we're aligned today. Trying to get everyone on the right side. I would do this. If Carter or Hunter is available, I would do it. Hugh Moore in the Carter camp. But if you could get a top 5 pick for AJ, would you do it? Kyle is screaming at both of us today, and that's okay. Where do you come down in all this? Your calls on the other side. We'll get your phone calls up here. Plus, we'll get to Christopher Sanchez's evening last night. He was excellent. One of his best starts of his career. He's been a stopper for this team. And I think he's morphed into something here. He belongs on a list in Philadelphia sports. We'll get to next. Your favorite way to eat eggs for a Try Day Friday. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.